question. In style and form, what are the reasons or advantages for Singapore's eclecticism?
Explain? I don't understand.
As in, like, because of Singapore's multicultural, multicultural nature, what do you think? Some styles are born out of it, or yeah, what are the advantages that come out of having such a multiracial and multicultural society as Singapore?
I think linguistic diversity is something that we are beginning to embrace. And of course, it, you know, the seminal work that explores this is Pao Kun's, you know, Mama is Looking for a Cat. But it's interesting to note that there is a resurgence in contemporary Singapore playwriting of embracing the diversity in the Singapore language landscape. And I think, notwithstanding the effectiveness of the Speak Mandarin campaign, there is an embrace of what I call Chinese dialects, but I call them Chinese languages that are other than Mandarin, by new Singapore playwrights. So if I look at the playwriting class that I taught at NUS for 7 years, the writers who worked in that sort of organically without anyone prompting them wound up writing plays with significant amounts of Hainanese, Teochew, Hokkien, Cantonese, Hakka, did I say that?
Yeah.
As well as other Singapore languages like Malay and Mandarin. And reconnecting with that sort of complex cosmopolitan linguistic landscape is something that is for me an important development. I think we should continue with it. So it's not monolithic English or monolithic Mandarin language, but it embraces the richness and complexity of different languages as they're spoken in Singapore, and within language, let's say English, the many different registers and tones. So if you look at Checkpoint's associate artist Faith Ng, for instance, she's exceptionally robust and muscular use of Singlish, and exploring the poetry of actually I wouldn't even generalize Singlish, I'd say a certain kind of Singlish, or even within a play varying registers of Singlish versus standard English usage, or it's a more Hokkien based Singlish, or a Singlish associated with a certain socioeconomic class.
In a follow-up to that, how do you, as a playwright, foresee how that would develop?
I think that sort of textured, nuanced interweaving of linguistic diversity needs to be embraced by theatre companies, and it needs to be embraced by directors that are comfortable with that. And it needs to be, you need to overcome the slight marketing barrier for audiences expecting surtitles, for instance, which I personally am not in favor of. I think that surtitles kill the music of the language, and I'd much rather not entirely understand what's going on than actually be told word for word. You know, unless it's an incredibly important plot point, then I would not put it in a language that is spoken by very few people. But I don't think, I don't think you need surtitles for Malay, which is the national language of Singapore, and everyone should know it, frankly. And you shouldn't necessarily need them for the other main languages. I think we should just kind of embrace that everyone will have a varying degrees of competence in different languages. So there is that kind of reframing of audience expectations. But I think ultimately on the part of theatre makers, it is just embracing that and having the confidence to say, I'm going to represent the Singapore that I see and that I love, and it is hopefully a Singapore that is itself multifaceted and multilingual.
Thank you.